Telegram plans a non-custodial Gram wallet for 1 billion users. Telegram founder Pavel Durov said, "The messaging app will roll out a native non-custodial Gram wallet to all users this summer," a move he framed as bringing instant zero-fee crypto transactions to the platform's more than 1 billion users. The announcement was reported by Cointelegraph on July 21, 2026, citing Durov's own comments. The pitch is simple: a wallet built directly into the chat interface, where users hold their own keys and can send crypto to anyone in their contacts without a network fee. If it ships as described, it would be one of the largest single distributions of self-custody wallet software to date. The distribution is the story, not the technology. Non-custodial wallets are not new. MetaMask, Phantom, and dozens of others already let users control their own keys. What Telegram brings is reach. The app has spent years building a payments and mini-app layer, and a wallet that ships on by default to a billion accounts skips the hardest part of crypto onboarding, which is getting someone to download a separate app in the first place. That distinction matters for anyone building on top of consumer crypto. Wallet installs have long been the bottleneck for spend products, self-custody options, and on-chain apps. Putting the wallet where people already message removes a step. Whether users actually fund and use those wallets is a separate question, and one the announcement does not answer. Durov's history with a token called Gram, the Gram name, carries baggage. Telegram's original blockchain project, the Telegram Open Network, planned a token called Gram back in 2018 and raised roughly $1.7 billion in private sales. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission sued in 2019, and Telegram abandoned the project in 2020 after a court blocked the token distribution. The underlying network survived as the Open Network, or TON, run by an independent foundation, with TonCoin as its asset. Reviving the Gram branding for a wallet is a notable choice given that history. The July 23rd announcement, as reported, does not spell out the exact relationship between this wallet, the TON blockchain, and any token. Telegram has separately operated a custodial wallet feature inside the app in various markets, so a shift to a non-custodial model would be a meaningful change in who holds user funds. Until Telegram publishes technical detail, treat the specifics as unconfirmed beyond Durov's framing. ZeroFee has a fine print. ZeroFee describes the user-facing transfer, not the full cost of moving value on a blockchain. On-chain transactions still consume network resources, and someone pays for that, whether through a subsidy, a spread on conversions, or fees that surface when users cash out to a bank or card. The disclosed headline number is rarely the whole cost. That pattern shows up across crypto payments, from stablecoin spending to card top-ups, where network and conversion spreads sit underneath a free label. For now, the claim is instant, zero-fee peer-to-peer transfers inside the app. Off-ramping to fiat, spending at merchants, or bridging to other chains would likely introduce costs that the announcement does not mention. A billion wallets do not equal a billion users. Broad crypto prices were mixed as the news circulated. As of July 21, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $66,704, up 2.8% on the day, with Ether near 1,028 and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 40, or neutral. None of that moved on the Telegram headline. The announcement is an infrastructure story, not a price catalyst. The gap between an available wallet and an active one is where most adoption claims fall apart. A wallet shipped to a billion accounts is a distribution number. Funded balances, repeat transactions, and merchant acceptance are the metrics that would show whether this becomes a real payments layer or another dormant feature. Telegram has a strong record on distribution and a weaker one on turning features into habits. For crypto users, the practical takeaway is narrow for now. A very large audience is about to get a self-custody wallet by default, which lowers the cost of reaching new users for anyone building spend, savings, or payment products on-chain. The summer rollout timeline and the missing technical detail are the two things worth watching next.